USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Democrats continue to push to secure U.S. elections from foreign interference, especially with the presidential elections rolling up pretty quickly next year. Senate Minority Chief Chuck Schumer holding a news conference this morning talking about the importance of doubling down on election security.
Simply put, it is Congress's solemn obligation to protect our elections, and any leader who doesn't do that is abdicating their responsibilities to our grand democracy.
No reports of serious damage or any casualties after a powerful earthquake rattles northwestern Japan. Japanese officials pegging it at a 6.8 magnitude. Wall Street stocks soar after the president tweets he's going to be holding an extended meeting with the Chinese president at the G20 summit later this month. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Thousands of people lined up outside the Amway Center in Orlando, Florida, where tonight the president will formally launch his re-election campaign. Those who want to get into the rally started lining up last night.
We're here to support Trump. We love our president.
Support the greatest president of all time.
The Amway Center can accommodate 20,000 people. Reports are there have been 100,000 requests for tickets. The U.S. is sending 1,000 more troops to the Middle East to counter threats posed by Iran. Acting Defense Chief Pat Shanahan saying the soldiers will be deployed for defensive purposes against any possible threats from Iran as tensions rise between the U.S. and the Tehran government. An Iranian leader saying the United States better not underestimate Iran's ability to defend itself. Yesterday it was Gmail problems. Now if you're struggling to get your Google Calendar to work, you're not alone. Google says there's an issue with it and they're currently working to repair it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The family at the center of the viral confrontation with Phoenix police late last month says they don't accept apologies from the mayor and the chief of police. The Reverend Jarrett Maupin, the spokesperson for Drayvon Ames and his pregnant fiancée, say activists and celebrities from around the nation have wrapped their arms around the couple. Cell phone video showing officers pointing guns and yelling threats laced with profanity at Ames and his fiancée, as well as their two young daughters. After the family said that their daughter did take a doll from a family dollar store, Ames says it hurts that the officers involved still have their jobs. Police in Toronto investigating a shooting near a victory rally for the Toronto Raptors yesterday. Police say they identified four victims related to the shooting, none of them with life-threatening injuries. Three people were arrested and police recovered two guns. The shooting brought the rally and parade to a brief halt. Investigators are still asking the public for any photos or videos from that area at the time of the shooting. And Facebook is set to reveal details today about its new cryptocurrency project named Libra. The new currency already has support from companies like Visa and PayPal. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com, a newly redesigned website, by the way. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.